Proverbs 15:32 says, "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding." Sometimes memories just pop into my head, things I hadn't thought about in years or even decades. And when I read this proverb this morning, I thought of being a little boy living in the house that my parents still live in, and they've lived in since before I was born, so they've lived there at least 53 or 54 years. And way back there during the first decade living in that home, my dad got his brother and some other relatives, I think my grandpa on my mom's side was there, and put on new siding on the house. My parents then told us kids to go play with the neighbors and stay away from the house so we wouldn't get hurt. And of course, I didn't. The next thing you know, I'm walking in our tiny front yard and being nosy, and I feel something sharp in my foot. I remember screaming as I sat down, looked at my foot, and saw a nail sticking out of the bottom of my shoe. All I saw was a nail in my shoe, and I felt sharp pain in my foot. My dad came barreling out like Superman and carefully removed my shoe and saw that the nail was pressing hard against the bottom of my foot, but it hadn't broke skin. And no blood, no foul was the old saying around our house. And since I was I was okay and wasn't seriously injured, I expected my dad to take me into the house and give me a few licks with his belt. But he didn't. He looked at me and said, "Now, do you understand why we asked you kids to stay away from the house?" And I nodded yes as I wiped tears from my face. He put my shoe back on and said, "Now, go play and stay away from the house unless you're coming in for the night." And I did just that. I didn't go near the house until it was time to go in for the night. But sadly, I would repeat that process many times growing up. My parents would say, "Don't do this." I would do it, and there would be consequences. And only then would it get through my thick skull that I shouldn't do whatever it was they said I shouldn't do. And looking back, I feel pretty dumb as I remember all of these sorts of episodes where I demonstrated how foolish I was as a kid. But I did eventually learn to listen and really get it by the time I was an adult, at least in my 20s. So I've done these sorts of dumb things much less often, we'll say. As it says, "He that heareth reproof getteth understanding." When you really hear reproof, then you get it. And when you get it, you respond accordingly. As James 1:22-25 says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." When we hear reproof and act with humility and wisdom, then we'll be blessed. Reproof isn't like a mirror that we just glance at and walk away unaffected and unchanged. Reproof is more like a map that we look at closely and find direction to follow. I remember how surprised my dad seemed the first few times I called him on the phone and asked for his advice. It was a few years after I was saved, actually, before it dawned on me that my dad knew some things. He was never my go-to guy for car repair or computers, but he knew a lot of stuff about a lot of other things. And I started taking advantage of the archived data on his personal hard drive on a regular basis. And for that, I was blessed. And it began whenever I grasped the reality, "He that heareth reproof getteth understanding." And of course, our Heavenly Father is the ultimate source for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. We should hear reproof.